fellow listeners, Trish Lewis here. Let's take our seat on the eclectic chair. This week I'm so far behind, I've got to catch up, and there's a couple long overdue requests coming as well. Let's hear a couple three from Eddie Spaghetti right on the top. And then we'll hear from the late, great David Van Ronk. Oh, gosh. Also the late, great Roosevelt Sykes. So much music. So little time. Take your seats.
Yeah, completely. somebody then. I was witty and quick, now I'm a no one, all alone and lost. I paid the price, it wasn't worth the cost. I'm empty, got nothing inside, totally blank, yeah, completely dry. I'm empty, take a look in my eyes, don't listen to me, cause it's all out of line. I'm empty, got nothing inside, totally blank, yeah, completely dry. I'm empty, take a look in my eyes, don't listen to me, cause it's all lies. I'm empty. So many things I've been needing to do, and I gotta get it done, honey. I need to finish, I need to follow through. Oh yeah, cause I'm the only one. One man job, yeah, I need to complete. One man job, if I'm gonna succeed. One man job that I undertake, yeah, it's a one man job.
A lot of things I need to fix and fulfill, baby.
Yeah, I thought this was a one man job.
I'm gonna pull it off, you know I will. Another accomplishment that I can achieve, cause Jesse D has got something up his sleeve. Yes, he does.
Oh.
One man job, going just great. One man job,
I need to
operate. One man job, I'm up for the task. One man job, no chore too tough to handle, situation too big. No one can hold a candle to me. I got the gig, alright.
Yeah, now that's a one man job. I'll run an errand, I'll do a dirty deed,
and I'll bear that burden, honey, if that's what you need.
Oh yeah, my occupation is to kick some ass.
Man, and I ain't running out of gas. Nope.
No, you ain't.
One man job, it's time to get it done. One man job, I'm the only one. One man job, yeah, I got what it takes. It's a one-man job.
All right now.
One-man job, it's time to get it done. One-man job, I'm the only one. One-man job, yeah, I got what it takes. It's a one-man job. It's a one-man job. It's a one-man job.
It's a one-man job, honey.
It's really a two-man.
Well, it's twinkle, twinkle, little star. Well, along come Brady in his electric car. Well, he got a mean look, right? in his eye, gonna shoot somebody just to see him die. Well, he been on the job too long. Well, Duncan was tending the bar. Well, along come Brady with his shiny star. Well, Brady says, Duncan, you are under arrest. Duncan shot a hole right in Brady's chest. Yes, he been on the job too long. Well, it's Brady, well, you know you done wrong. Well, breaking in here while my game's going on. Well, breaking down the windows, knocking down the door. Now you're lying dead on the barroom floor. Yes, you've been on the job too long. Well, old King Brady was a big fat man. Well, the doctor reached out, grabbed hold of his hand. Well, he felt for his pulse. Doctor said, and I believe him to my soul, old King Brady's dead. Yes, he been on the job too long. Well, hot-tail carriages was standing around waiting to take King Brady to the burying ground. Well, hot-tail carriages, rubber-tired hacking. Well, they took him to the graveyard, but they didn't bring him back. Yes, he been on the job too long. Well, women all heard King Brady was dead. Well, they go back home and they rag and red, come a slipping and a sliding and a shoveling down the street. And then that big Mother Hubbard and their stocking feet, he been on the job too long. Well, Brady, well, you know you done wrong. Well, breaking in here while my game's going on. Well, breaking down the windows, knocking down the door, man. Now you're lying dead on the barroom floor. Yes, you've been on the job too long. John Henry was a little baby, sitting down on his mammy's knee. Well, that big bed turtle, all that sea and old, it's gonna be the death of, it is gonna be the death of me. It is. Well, the captain, he said to John Henry, gonna bring that steam drill around, gonna put that steam drill out on the job. Whoop that steel on down, whoop that steel on down. Well, Henry said to his captain, well, a man ain't nothing but a man. Well, before I will see that steam to beat me down, I'll die with my hammer in my, die with my hammer in my hand. Well, oh, John Henry, oh, John Henry, well, the blood am running red. Well, if I ride down with his hammer in his hand, I beat him to the bottom, but I'm dead. I beat him to the bottom, but I'm dead. Thank you. Well, Betty told Dupree she want a diamond ring. Betty told Dupree she want a diamond ring. Well, Dupree says, Benny, for you I'd do most anything. Bought him a pistol, he was a funny phone. Bought him a pistol, he was a funny phone. To get that diamond ring for Benny, too proud to rob a jewelry store. Police caught Dupree, put him in Atlanta jail. Police caught Dupree, put him in Atlanta jail. Well, he sent for his Benny, come and go his bail. Came to see him, but his face she could not see. Yeah, she came to see him, but his face she could not see. Well, I said to the warden, give him this letter for me. It said, I came to see you, but I could not see your face. Yes, I came to see you, but I could not see your face. I just want to tell you, nobody's gonna take your place. Betty told Dupree she want a diamond ring. Yes, Betty told Dupree she want a diamond ring. Well, Dupree says, baby, for you I'd do most anything.
We're seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. That was the late, great David Van Ronk. We heard three in a row. We heard Betty and Dupree, John Henry, and Duncan and Brady. All came from the first disc of the David Van Ronk Down in Washington Square, Smithsonian Folkways release of 2013. We will be hearing more from that after a while. I'll get to disc two and three, I promise. And we heard three in a row from Eddie Spaghetti. From his Value of Nothing, we heard that title track, Pull Out the Chair Today. We heard Empty and One Man Job. The Value of Nothing, Eddie Spaghetti's 2013 Bloodshot record release. You may find the link to any artist you hear on the Eclectic Chair on my website, radiochair.com. Now let's hit a couple from Roosevelt Sykes. He is the original Honey Dripper.
Hey mama, don't you do me wrong. Let's take it up all night long, yes. All right. All right, shake it up all night long. Tell me what I say now. Tell me what I say. send you right back to Arkansas, yes.
Thank you.
your back and spit over in the corner. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. A funky nut been caught in a rut. Oh, yeah. $5 to get my baby four. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. A fucking nut been caught in a rut. I'm a nut.
Is this my real life or some wounded fool's fantasy? I remember a colorful light. It once belonged to me until I painted my heart in white light. This seemed so harmless at the time.
Oh, record spins and keeps repeating all the things you've said to me. Now I must agree.
Now I must agree.
Now I must agree. My dreams are just a sweet illusion. Castles made of silver sand. The spider spins a web of safety round my coarse and dirty hands. Now I'm fast asleep.
Now I'm fast asleep.
Now I'm fast asleep. There's nothing left for me to do but open up my eyes. Trouble haunts my future like a stranger. There's nothing left for me to do but open up my eyes. Trouble haunts my future like a preacher.
The man who was the circus is weak.
close his eyes, let him sleep.
We're seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. That was a band named Shell. I believe it's four sisters, and Shell is Sarah, Hannah, Eva, and Lisa Holbrook. I believe they're four sisters that form the band Shell. The CD is self-titled. We heard three. We heard The Man Who Was the Circus, Vinyl Memories, and Paint My Life. Shell is a 2012 Moraine Mad King Records release. And we heard three from the late, great Roosevelt Sykes. We heard I'm a Nut, Too Smart, Too Soon, and Ray Charles' What I Say from the original Honey Dripper, Roosevelt Sykes' 2013 posthumous Blind Pig Record release. It was recorded live at the Blind Pig Cafe in Ann Arbor back in 1977. Roosevelt Sykes. Now, you may find the link to any artist you hear on the Eclectic Chair on my website, radiochair.com. And you know, every time someone brings up the circus, it just takes me back. So we have to return to Glitter and Doom Live just one more time this year.
Well, we put up our tent in a dark green knoll outside of town by the train tracks. And there was a seagull dump. And topping the bill was Horseface Ethel and her were marvelous pigs in satin. We pounded our stakes in the ground, all powder brown, and the branches spread like scary fingers reaching. We were in a pasture in Kankakee, and one-eyed Myra, the queen of the galley, who babysat the camel and the ostrich. She looked at me squinty with her one good eye as she bottle-fed an orangutan named Tripod. Now, how Tripod got his name is not appropriate for children. And then there was Yodeling Elaine, the queen of the air. She had a dollar sign medallion about as big as a dinner plate around her neck, and a tiny bubble of spittle around her nostril, and a little rusty tear, for she had lassoed and lost another tipsy sailor. And over in the burnt yellow tent by the frozen tractor, the music was like electric sugar, and Zazu Boland played Stave and Chain with Mighty Tiny on the saw, and he leaned his head back with a mouthful of gold teeth, and they played Lopsided Heart, and by the time they finished Moaning Low, I was wild-eyed, and Dr. Bliss slipped me a preparation, and I fell asleep with Livery Stable Blues in my ear. Give me a little bit of Livery Stable Blues, guys. Play it nice. Play it for me and Molly. It's me and Molly Hooey. We drank Pruno and Kool-Aid. And she had a tattoo gun that was, well, it was made out of a cassette motor and a guitar string, and she soaked a hanky in three roses, and she rubbed it on the spot, and she drew a rickety heart and a bent arrow, and it hurt like hell. And Funeral Wells spun Poodle Murphy on the target, and he threw his hardware. Only once in Sheboygan did he miss. Only once. Jesus. It took off just a minuscule piece of her ear, but she never let him forget it. Women. They were doing two shows, and she had a high fever, and, you know, that probably added to her frustration, her anxiety, her depression. And Tip Little told her, hey, if you're smart, you'll leave the bum. Leave the bum. You've got to leave the bum. 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 And she said, he came and fetched me last time I run. But I'd like to hammer this ring into a bullet. And I wish I had some whiskey and a gun. Oh, leave the bomb. You gotta leave the bomb.
Thank you. darkest night, and you've lost your way. Feeling sorry for yourself, like you can't make one more day. If your life seems like it's cursed, believe me, it always can be worse. I saw a man standing on the corner with a headphone in his hand. Had to swallow his pride, doing the best he can. When life seems like it's cursed, believe me, it always can be worse. In his hand, had to swallow his pride, doing best he can. When life seems like it's cursed, believe me, all worse can be worse. Would you run or would you stay? If your life seems like it's cursed, believe me, it always can be worse. When life seems like it's cursed, believe me, it always can be worse.
You guys know the routine. I just hate to turn that down right away. This is just the end of hour one here on the Eclectic Chair. That is from Barrel House Stomp, Chris James and Patrick Wren. The song's called Bobby's Rock. And we heard It Always Can Be Worse. And man, I can attest to that. And Messin' with White Lightning, which often leads to it being worse. 2013 Earwig record release, Barrel House Stomp, Chris James and Patrick Wren. And I couldn't help it. I had to hear Tom Waits' Live Circus from Glitter and Doom Live, Tom Waits' 2009 anti-record release. You may find the link to any artist you hear on the Eclectic Chair on my website, radiochair.com. Now remain seated. There's a whole nother hour of whatever this is coming up.